You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. It's day two of the Inclusive Design for Sustainability Conference in Glasgow, and I'm joined now by RNIB's Technology for Life team. Can you introduce us a little bit, please?
Oh, hi there. Yeah, I'm Christine Harrison from the Technology for Life team, and we're here today mainly showcasing some of our products from our Products for Life, but also making it really clear about how inclusive and accessible tech can be for people to use in an everyday basis.
Now, day two of the conference today, you had a really, really busy day yesterday, I believe even fixing somebody's phone.
Yes, we did. So we actually have some of our volunteers here with us at the conference that normally help people with their tech, either at home or over the phone or at our tech hubs all around the country. And one of our customers yesterday just dropped their phone off at a coffee break and then came back and picked it up at lunchtime after we'd fixed it. So yeah, we're doing everything here today.
So coming up today, obviously a lot happened yesterday. Is there anything in particular that you're looking forward to today, perhaps finding out from some of the panels or anything?
I think it's going to be a really exciting day today. I think I'm kind of in the marketplace mainly. I'm not really through in the session, so I get to hear from other people how they've gone. Looking forward to catching up with what's been going on afterwards. But we have a lot of interest in the marketplace itself, especially with we're next door to the robots, to Pepper, who's a guide robot, and also the kind of dog robot. There's a guide dog over there getting introduced to it right now, so it looks a bit concerned. But yeah, it's really great to kind of hear about people's experiences and, you know, the excitement and the way that people are invested in the whole topics that are going on through in the IMAX.
Yeah, really exciting stuff. And these conferences are so important for not only the industry itself, but getting blind and partially sighted people involved in things like this to make sure that going forward design can be much more inclusive.
Absolutely. I know that a lot of our technology volunteers are involved in a lot of design of products and services, not just with RNIB, but with other companies as well. And, you know, even people out there, if you are using a device or an app and you have a problem with it, please feedback yourselves to the developers, the manufacturers, you know, wherever you got it from. We can feedback as well, because that whole process kind of feeds into making these things more usable, more accessible, and better for people to use.
And finally, if any of our listeners want to get in touch with the Technology for Life team for any reason at all, how can they do that?
Well, just like most of our services, they can get in touch through the helpline.
That helpline is 0303 123 9999. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much.